Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. Thank you. We are on episode 5. I love these little milestones because I announced this podcast a month ago from today, and to already be on episode 5 is like so exciting and iconic for me. And like this month has flew by. It's insane. But again, the amount of love and support truly does not go unnoticed, and it never will. So thank you so much for that. Let's just get right into it. So I want to talk about something that my therapist actually brought up to me. And this is a saying I have heard my entire life, just like in the media, in shows. It's like a fucking old ass saying. But when she said it, it fucking hit different. I don't know why it took me 23 years to process what it meant. But basically, I was explaining to her about like my hectic schedule and like, granite, I'm choosing all of these things. Like, I'm choosing to be fucking busy literally every day of the week. Like, that's just what it is. I like busy. I work better under pressure. I like being all things busy and in the moment. And I really enjoy like spending a lot of my time doing things and being active and being proactive and also just like doing a bunch of different little side hustles, all that stuff, all my passions I try to do throughout my time. So let's just say I'm fucking busy, okay? And it is a blessing for me to be busy just because it means I have so many opportunities. I'm very thankful for all those things. But I also know that burnout is a real thing. And my body every few months just like shuts down for like 24 hours. And if it doesn't shut down because she's fucking burnt the fuck out, I simply won't ever stop. So listen to your body when that happens. Like, take the day off, fucking go do what you gotta do for your mental, physical health, well-being, all the things. I've been getting better at feeling the burnout before it actually happens, so it's not as dramatic when I'm like literally like, what am I gonna do? Like, fuck, you know, like I actually will cancel things or I'll say no sometimes. I'm getting better at all those things, but obviously it takes time and it takes growth and it takes also awareness, which I didn't always have. So I am thankful to already be in a space where I am able to acknowledge when I'm feeling that way. But I was talking to her and I was like telling her all my things, and she's like, Alyssa, have you, like, do you sleep? Like, what's going on? Like, are you okay? Are you well? Why are you just fucking out there like 25/8? Like, give it a break, you know? And I was just like, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I have been extra fucking exhausted. Like, I've just been just, it's like I get in these like go, go, go. I forget to like process and live in the present. And this especially was a thing for me a few months ago. I have been better because it's been summertime and like those things have been helping, just like being more social in terms of like picking to be out and being with different people, and also just like overall different opportunity has been coming, whether it's social opportunity, whether it's business wise, all the things. So I've definitely been trying to pick and choose what I put more time into, because I do believe in quality over quantity. But I also know, like, I also like to say yes to everything, and I believe as always say yes to everything, to new opportunities. So it is a thing I'm still working on. But she was the first person that really was like, Alyssa, this is not like, this is not normal. Like, you should not be doing this much. You're 23 years old. Like, you can live a little, like, you're fine. But I also grew up watching my mom, who is an entrepreneur and has been my whole life. So like seeing her always hustle, like, I don't know a life without that. So I'm always like, no, I gotta be on to the next thing. And sometimes being on to the next thing can be a lot, because you don't take a minute to break. And I know I'm saying that going against my brand, onto the next, but I also, like I said last week, like, I'm promoting the healthy onto the next lifestyle. So I'm also wanting to acknowledge the fact that there are things that you can pause before you go on to the next, if that makes sense. And so when I was talking to her, my therapist, she was like, Alyssa, I think you're spreading yourself way too thin. And that was what she said that changed my life. And I know that's, like I said, the stupidest fucking thing. It's the most like, it's the most like common saying, like, oh, you're spreading yourself too thin. But when she said it to me, I took a minute, and I'm like a visual learner. So I took a minute, and as a visual learner, I imagined me holding a piece of bread, a piece of gluten-free bread, because I'm gluten-free, a piece of fucking gluten-free bread. And I put my little knife into the peanut butter, and I'm spreading the peanut butter on the bread. Okay. And this is what hit different. While the whole piece of bread is a big, nice piece of bread, I'm spreading it with a little bit of peanut butter, so it's not getting on all the parts of the bread. And for me, what I never processed before is I always thought, well, there's still peanut butter on the whole piece of bread, but yeah, you can barely see it because it's running out. Like, in the beginning of the first initial knife to the bread, it's, you know, the peanut butter is thick. She's fucking there. She's happy to be there. As you just keep spreading it down the piece of bread, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner until the other end of the bread, it's literally like barely there. You know, when I pictured that in terms of the bread and peanut butter, I processed like I am the peanut butter. The symbolism of me being the peanut butter is while she's all there, she's fucking there. She's only really physically, mentally, emotionally 110% in half of those things, maybe. You know, by the time she's burning out, like, it's fucking ending. You're burning yourself out. You're exhausting yourself. Take a fucking beat. Okay, well, yes, it's all there and you can taste a little bit of peanut butter no matter where you bite. It's not the same if you bite on the first piece that's really thick and luscious with that peanut butter versus the end of the bread that's fucking barely there, okay? And that to me really just made a difference in terms of how I'm viewing my priorities, my life, what I'm doing with myself, and how I am prioritizing myself in terms of my mental, physical well-being and health and all those things. If I feel like I can't give my all, if I can't fully be attentive or aware or in that space, I don't want to do it. And I think that's a fair thing to choose because I don't want to then affect other people if I can't fully be in it either. Do you know what I mean? I can show up, I can be present, but I can be present and be active and be involved and be a part of the conversation, a part of the experience, or I can be present and just be a body in the room that's fucking burnt out and is just like, yeah, I'm here, but like, what are you doing to help us here? And this is for any situation in life, whether it's with a friendship, a relationship, a business project, or, you know, like even with this podcast, I knew when I'm announcing this bitch, we're fucking announcing this bitch, and that's it. You're doing it, full sending that bitch, and you're fucking going. And there's nothing else you can do because you put it out there. And I'm glad I did. It holds me accountable every week, every Tuesday. I am held accountable to get this podcast up. Whether I'm having one listener on that episode or 10,000, it doesn't matter. The point is I'm putting it out there and I'm doing my part. I'm showing up and I'm putting 110% in me showing up. And I think that is what made a difference is when I processed, I gotta show up to everything, but I wanna show up my best self. So how can I be my best self? It's by really knowing what you can say yes to, what you can healthily be like, yes, this is, I can be here for that. And what you can be like, you know what, I wanna be there for that, but unfortunately, like, I'm gonna be exhausted or like I'm not gonna be fully there. So I don't think that's fair to you for me to even show up that day. Or show up and explain, hey, I'm so glad I can make it, but like, oh my gosh, it's been a day. I'm not trying to make it about me, but like, I'm here for you. Or you can be honest and be like, yeah, I'll be there. Absolutely. I cannot wait. If I am a little tired, it's nothing against you. I just simply have had a day, but I'm going to be there. That's fine. Communicate that. That's good. I think that's fair and that's valid. I've definitely done that too, where I've been there. I've been aware of like, okay. But I also know as someone who is a trained actor and who's done acting since my first memories, I know how to fucking show up and put on a face. And I'm not saying I'm being fake. I'm just saying I know how to put on a face. I know, like, okay, let's say you're in a shitty mood, but guess what? You signed up for this, so you have 2 hours of being your best self. And I can do that fucking quick, okay? It's concerning. It sometimes makes me wonder, like, ooh, I don't want you to only always be turned on in terms of having to be 110% your best self. Because that's not fully true. That's not all. Sometimes people only know my best self. And while I love that, I put that out there. It also makes me think, like, they don't know the part of me that, like, needs to go home and read a book before bed just to wind down. Or that needs to go home and stretch and do some little yoga and do some things for me that make me feel good so I can calm down and so I can be in my own space. And I do want to be more vulnerable with that with any human in my life, no matter who they are. I want to be able to have those ups and downs with people and not feel bad for having the downs. And I think that I know so many people who are always like, no, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Like, I'm okay. And it's like, I love that you're strong and that you know you're going to be okay in the end. But I also think that, no, you can be like, you know what? I've had a bad day. or you know what, I'm tired. Like, that is okay. And I think just being more aware of that for yourself and knowing what you want to put your time and energy in is fair. It might not always make everyone happy. I'm still working on that. What's worth it for me? Of course, I want everyone to be happy, but I also know, like, I need to be happy too. So how can I find a way to make us equally the best that I can, equally happy? It's hard. Again, I'm just learning this now. So, like, I know it's going to be a thing where I will be able to figure out throughout my life, throughout, you know, later down the line in different experiences. But the concept of spreading yourself too thin, I think, is so important to remember, especially when we live in a world that's so fucking fast paced. Holy shit. Like, we are just pushed by social media and by just all media forms, all outlets. It's just pushed, do the next thing, and just never give yourself a break. Like, giving yourself a break is okay. Taking a minute before you're on to the next is okay. And like I said, I'm here to say that knowing what my brand is. So I hope, you know, you can think about that. Let me know your thoughts. Like, is that something you struggle with, spreading yourself too thin? What are some things you've done, healthy habits, to kind of work on that? I would love to know. I'm also still in that process of figuring it out. So let's do it together, right? Ugh. Okay. Lots of love to all of you figuring it out. Lots of love. Okay. Now let's do a little talk about the boys. When don't we? Unfortunately, that's what I do here. Talk about the boys. I think that we need to stop putting men who do the bare minimum on a pedestal. Okay. Do you know how many guys that I'm like, oh my God, oh, he's so nice. Like, I fucking love him. And then I'm like, bitch, he's literally doing the bare minimum. Let's not fucking hype him up too much. Let's not let him get too cocky. Okay. I think that for me, that happens because I'm like, whoa, my ex or my exes from the past never did this, but he's doing it. It's something that I want. I love him. Like, he is a king. Let's fucking get it. And I think maybe he's not as shitty as the one before. I think he's a fucking king. And it's like, no, he's still doing the bare fucking minimum. Like, let's stop accepting the bare fucking minimum. Okay? I think that that's, I've noticed, like, with dating, like, if I'm actually starting to like a guy, it's all because I'm like, wow, he's checking all the boxes that someone else couldn't. So that must mean, like, he's the one. And then I think about it and I'm like, no, babe, you just, like, had a list of things and list of requirements. He's checking them. But the biggest thing that I learned is just because he might be the best you have right now does not mean he will be the best you will ever get. Okay? I need that to be a thing in all of our brains. Like, don't think that because he's good and because, you know, if you're settling for this person, don't think that there's not someone else out there that can be even better, who can't enhance your life or enhance your relationship even better. And I don't want that to come off as rude in terms of, like, oh my God, always keep going, never settle. Because I do know there's a time and a place. I hope to be comfortable whenever I choose to, for the lack of better words, settle with a partner. I believe it's out there, I really do, but I also know that sometimes women, a lot of people I know, they just settle for what's the best option, and it's like, none of your options are good, so the best one, like, the bar is low, baby girl, let's fucking rank that shit up. If none of your options are good, and you're just settling for the best out of the worst three options, for example, like, you're still, like, that's not, like, you're still need a regroup, babe. Like, you don't have to use any of the options. None of them are making you feel good. Like, as a human, like, as a functioning human, that's okay. You can admit, you know what, these three guys are great. I'm talking to all of them. I just really want a boyfriend. And girls are like, I just really want a boyfriend, so I'm going to settle for the best out of the worst. It's like, no, then don't settle for any of them. And in this case, be on to the next if you're ready. But I also think, you know, I don't want you to just settle for the half-assed shit that this guy is giving you because it's a little bit better than all the other guys. You know what I mean? You can be out there and being like, I just want a boyfriend, but you also can't take the first fucking guy that looks at you and be like, he's the one, because he's probably fucking not. It's going to take time. Like I said before, it's a fucking harsh world. It is a cruel world, especially in 2023 with dating and shit. Like, shit is hard. People are fucking sus. People are crazy. Like, people are unhinged. Like, we can't just be out here taking the first person that looks at us and thinks they're the one. Okay? So, like I said, be aware. The biggest thing I learned with dating this time around is, like, how humbling it is when you have a guy and he's like, oh, he is checking all the boxes. Let's fucking get it. He's the one. And then when he disappoints you, it makes you realize, like, holy fuck, thank you for disappointing me, because you just reminded me why I can't fucking put you on this high-ass pedestal when you were still doing things that were not 110% what I wanted or what I thought was okay. And that's okay. You can have those conversations. You can work it out with that person if you want to. I'm not saying you have to fucking ditch them and be like, fuck you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it is good to be aware of these things. Okay, yes, this person was checking all the boxes. However, they also did this that I didn't like, that I wasn't comfortable with, or that didn't make me feel good. So talk about it. And if you want to work on it, great. If they're also receptive to wanting to work on it with you, even better. But if they're not, then you evaluate. Is this what I want to do? Is this what I want to put up with? Do I want to already put up with this if we're not even dating? How is it going to be better when we are dating? Do you know what I mean? Like I said before, like, if it's not good now before you're even dating, it's not going to get fucking easier. It's not going to get better because all of a sudden you're dating and you have that, like, little umbrella of, like, comfort because, ooh, we're official. That doesn't mean shit. Do you know how many people still fuck that up even though they're official or they have a partner? Like, I'm not trying to scare you guys, but it doesn't matter. Like, people don't always take being official as, like, 110%. I think you should. Obviously, you're making a commitment to somebody. If you want to be official with somebody, you should do that full out. But if you don't want to, that's okay. Communicate it, and then don't fuck with that person again. And don't fucking piss them off, or don't trigger them, or don't mislead them. And that's that, okay? Whoa, fuck. That was really fast. I didn't even know what I just said. Just blacked out. I've been seeing all these things with friends and my girlies. Like, girlies, stop. Stop settling. Like, stop settling for this half-ass fucking excuse of a man who thinks he's top shit because you're letting him think that. Let's humble these boys, okay? And I'm saying this, when I'm talking about this, humble these boys. Humble the ones who need to be humbled. You know the difference. You can tell a difference between a genuinely nice guy, a genuinely good guy, a genuinely good partner, versus the ones who are little fuckboys and the ones who need to be fucking humbled because no one ever told them no before. Okay? Let's be aware of those things. It's okay if you're dating that person, if you're in love with that person, if you're talking to that person, that's okay. But also, you cannot let them get too comfortable, because the moment they get comfortable, then you will forever be missing something. And that's scary to think about. And that's very aggressive. And I'm also generalizing. But even in my experiences, when I let a guy get too comfortable, he ends up pissing me off because now he's too comfortable. He's not even trying anymore. Like, no, we still are going on dates. We're still fucking doing our thing. You're still trying to keep me now. You got me. Now, how are you going to keep me, dollface? It's not just fucking, oh, you got me. You got the trophy. Let me go and chill and play video games. Like, no, you got me. Now, how are you going to keep me? How are you going to keep me consistently? And this goes both ways. I'm not saying women, oh, he got you now, you can just fucking sit there and look pretty. No, he got you. How is he going to keep you? And you got him. How are you going to keep him? I think that's a mutual experience. I'm not saying this is just one-sided. It's a mutual experience. But I also know that it is generally easier for a girl to be more committed in terms of, like, the emotional aspects, because we as women, unfortunately, I hate to agree when men say this, we are sometimes a bit more emotional. I do think men are emotional as well, but I also think society doesn't give them the space to be. And so I also want to acknowledge that. I am aware of that. You can be emotional, boys. I'm not saying you cannot be. I love an emotional guy when they know how to do it correctly, when they are emotionally mature and aware. That's good. I'm not talking bad about that. But I'm saying we want to leave space for both humans in that relationship to be able to express these things and to be able to always work with each other and to always work on keeping each other. That, to me, is a full circle healthy relationship. You both should be putting in 50-50. You both should be bringing shit to the table. It should not be one-sided. And that's what I'm learning in this experience of being single and what I will no longer settle for. So, something to think about as well. I hope that this makes sense. I just think that so many people, especially when you're talking to someone before you officially start dating them, they're already, like, the light in your life. And while I love that feeling, I've been there. My God, I would do anything to feel again, to feel that again. Like, it's such a sweet fucking feeling. It's so sweet. It's so pure. I love it. But I also know that that feeling can really get you blurred. That feeling can really fuck you up mentally. That feeling could really make you forget who you are. And that's what I don't want for any of us. We've all done it before. I've done it before. Maybe even more than once I've done it before. But I don't want it to be a thing where I'm now forgetting who I am because I'm so like in la-la land with this human who, again, is probably still not doing the fucking top-notch shit that I won't want them to do. So it's a whole thing. It's a whole fucking process. You got to be ready for it, though. I'm not saying that this is going to happen overnight. Slowly start being aware of this shit. Slowly start thinking about what you're willing to put up with and what you're not. And be firm with those things. Be aware. Be aware of how they react to those things as well when you communicate that. And it's a fucking journey. It's a fucking process. But it also is a thing that you have to put time into if you want a healthy relationship. And again, when I get in one of those, I will let you know how it fucking goes. But there's also a reason why I'm probably not in one right now. Because it is a thing that I really think that it has to be something you strive for. So, food for fucking thought. Am I right? Am I right? Now, on top of that, this also kind of coincides in terms of the concept of like rent free. Like people living rent free in my life. I think that can be also really common in the dating stages, or when you're with a boy, or when you're not fully with the boy yet or the girl yet, but you guys are so close and they're just on your mind 25/8. I fucking get it. I've been there. Having someone be rent-free in my mind is fucking daunting, and I'm not a fan. I'm not here for it anymore. That shit can fuck you up, being solely affected by that one human so much that your whole day is ruined or your whole day is amazing. That shit sucks. Are you kidding? Because they're being an asshole to you now, your whole day is ruined and they are just fucking chilling in your brain, fogging you from being productive and from doing the things that you need to do for you. And that is why I will preach on every fucking episode. You have to be good on your own before you do this shit, before you get really ready to date somebody, because they cannot be the only thing that's on your mind. And I'm saying this as someone who's done that more than once. I'm not saying this like I'm a fucking expert. I'm also learning this still while I'm doing my thing out here. Okay, I have had boys in my lifetime that were my sole focus, and that was when I lost myself the most. And that is why I know it's so fucking easy. I'm someone who was, I always thought I was strong-willed, no one can shake me. And I made my mark, and that's what I'm here for. And then I meet a fucking boy who's a fun little time, and I'm like, oh my god, he's the one. Oh my god. And now he's on my mind 25/8, and he's probably not fucking thinking about me, you know? Or if he is, it's probably to the extreme where it's as I am, and that's how you get into codependent relationships. And that's what I don't want for any of you, because it's hard to get out of, and not even in a sense of like getting out of physically. It's just a hard thing to not get used to anymore. It's a good thing if you're not used to that lifestyle, but it's also hard to get out of that mentally, you know? So it's just something I've learned about. While there might be someone once in a while on my mind, I will not let anyone be rent-free chilling up in this bitch. If they're up in this bitch, meaning my brain, you will be paying, okay? That's my new fucking rule, okay? No more rent-free. If you're in my mind, you will be paying for that shit, okay? Lots of love. Thank you. In the terms of all these things, it's all kind of relates to just dating in general. And in terms of all this is kind of all the same wavelength of having high standards. And I'm someone who knows this. Like I said last week, I have very high standards. It's going to be hard to break. My next relationship, lots of love for you. Best of luck, dollface. We'll get through it together, but best of fucking luck, because now the bar is fucking raised, okay? The bar is high. And what's so cool, that, and which is why I encourage dating, if you're in a healthy space to do so, I encourage dating multiple people. And this is not me saying to go out there and fucking dilly-dally in like a toxic way. I'm just saying I do encourage, if you are able to mentally, emotionally, and physically handle it, date multiple people so you can know what you want and what you don't want. That is something that I did right out of my relationship. I was mentally in a space where I was ready for that. I was healthy. I was healed. I was healthy in that mindset. And so I knew I would be good going on dates and stuff. And I knew I would be good talking to boys and being able to manage that to whatever extent I wanted to. And the biggest thing I learned is that some of these boys are fucking kings. Do you know how nice boys are? Like, I've met some of the sweetest souls throughout this process. And it is a thing where I'm like, lots of love, but like that's not what I'm looking for. But like, holy shit, you're gonna be a great boyfriend, you're gonna be a great dad, like you're gonna be a great human because you are good on your own. And I'm not saying that every guy's like this. I've also had the cringy assholes, I've had the fucking douches, like that's a fucking thing. But I have met some gems out of this experience in terms of dating, and it's really shown me some of these men, they set my standards even higher. And I'm like, oh my God, so much love for you. I've had boys that I've dated that have set my standards now to be even higher. Do you know how beautiful that is? I wouldn't know that. You know, I was accepting the bare minimum. And now I'm like, if he could fucking do that for me, I promise you, I'm never going to not let someone do that for me as well. You know, like, there's no fucking way. Like, if he can do that, then I know it's out there and I know someone can. And I'm also dating men who are in my age range. I'm not dating a fucking 45-year-old man. That's not for me. But what I will say is I'm dating men in their 20s. And that sounds questionable. Do you know how many times we're like, oh my God, like, they're so immature and men are immature. I get it. I believe it. I've said it. I know it. I agree. Men are immature. But I've also, like I said, met these gems who are in their 20s and they have this shit together. And that's beautiful. I wish I was ready for them when I met them because I don't know. But like, the point is I wasn't ready for them and I expressed that. I think they knew that. They all knew I was newly single. Like, I did communicate those things just so that way they didn't like lose sleep over me, or I hope they didn't at least. I always tried to be like an open communication in terms of that. And I think that they all also handled that well. Whether they were dying inside, I didn't know that because they didn't project it on me. Do you know how many insecure ass men would project that shit on me, or have projected that shit on me? How many insecure ass men have been like, I'm the fucking problem, when it's like, no baby boy, you are just fucking insecure, okay? Like, no, fuck you, I'm not the problem, I'm being myself and you're telling me to be less than myself. Fuck you, you're the problem, dollface. Go figure yourself out before you can handle me. Or don't be with someone who's as much, quote unquote, as I am. Like, sorry, not sorry. Like, go then if you can't handle this. And so I've also learned that with dating. I can tell that shit within minutes if a boy is gonna be able to fucking handle my spunk. That's so icky. But you get what I'm saying. One of my teachers called me spunky before and I just like loved that. So I'm going to use that and just capitalize on it. Even though it's fucking cringy to say about yourself, but it makes sense for the context. It's a thing. It's a characteristic you got to be able to fucking handle. And I was able to tell right away. But with the men who were able to handle it, I'm like, thank you. You gave me hope. Because I didn't know getting out of my relationship that men were going to be able to handle everything I'm putting out there. In terms of being, you know, someone who has a, I'm on social media. I'm very present on social media. I do post a lot. I post a lot of my inside personal life experiences. I'm out here. I'm fucking on this podcast. Like, you have to be confident as a guy to be able to handle this. And I'm not saying me. I'm saying women in general who are also out there. Do you know what I mean? One of my friends, when I was very newly single, we were talking at dinner and I was just talking about all my new goals and all my new ambitions and how much passion I have in my own self and in growing and blossoming and all the things. And after I was saying everything, she's like, damn, out here she is. And that, to this day, she told me that last year. I remember being like, that is my new fucking life motto. Out here she is. I fucking love that. Yes. Do you know how many women are out here fucking living their best life? I know a lot of them are probably single because a guy can't handle that. And that is okay. Do not lose hope. I promise you they are out there. I fucking promise you. And don't forget that, okay? Don't settle for the bullshit half-ass men if you don't think that in the long run they're going to be good for you, okay? This episode right now is very geared towards women because I'm a woman. I talk to my girlies. We talk about these things. I'm experiencing these things firsthand as well. So that's why. But I also think this works very well in the reverse for any men listening. You can be a lot in your own way, and maybe someone in the past couldn't handle you. I promise you someone's out there for you. And I think that in terms of the standards, men, you can have high standards too. I had a guy recently tell me, like, I know I'm a lot. I know my standards are fucking high. And I was like, thank you. I love that for you, because you know that, so you can't be mad if someone can't handle it. And same for me, I'm not gonna be mad if someone can't handle it. It's not for them, and it's not for me, and that's okay. And I'm not saying, I believe in be whoever you want to be and own that shit, whether it's someone who is low maintenance or high maintenance or chill or vibey or fun or spunky or whatever the fuck you are. Be it, do it, be kind to yourself, be kind to others. That's all I care about. Just live your best life while being kind. That's all I can ask for you. And I hope to God that you find someone who can live that best life with you if that's what you're looking for. And if it's not, fucking pop off, do your fucking thing. Let's fucking get it, okay? Just to wrap up this whole concept of having high standards, as you know, you can fucking imagine, I'm high maintenance, okay? Not saying financially, but I'm high maintenance in every other aspect too. Like, I know I'm a lot, but I also know that I'm able to give myself everything that I want. So if I ask it from somebody else, I'm not gonna ask something that I can't give myself first. Does that make sense? And I would imagine the same for you. And I'm also someone who gives in what they get. You know, if I'm getting 100%, I'm giving you 100%. And that's fucking good. Let's fucking go. But if I'm not, then I'm not going to give you 100% if you're not giving me 100%. I think that's fair. You give what you get and you get what you give, right? The main thing I want everyone to just understand is that you have to, at some point, be aware of who's putting in time for you and how you can, you know, reciprocate that if they're doing it. And this whole episode has been talking about, I mean, all my episodes really have been about, you know, dating and being single and what to look for. But I also want to do a little shout out to all my peeps who are in relationships and are listening. This might not be the thing you want to hear, but if you are in a relationship, I pray unto whatever I believe in, whatever you believe in, I pray that you feel 100% amazing and inspired and rejuvenated. And I'm saying this knowing not every day is going to feel 100% amazing and inspiring and all the things, but 95% of it should. Like, I really hope that if you are in a relationship, you are living your best life with that human, but also on your own as well. And if you're not, you know what I'm going to say? On to the next. And when I say that, I mean on to the next experience, the next opportunity to grow, and then when you're ready, the next person or the next relationship. I just don't think, especially when you're in your 20s like I am, or actually any age, I don't care how old you are, but I especially think that when you are in your 20s, and this is me generalizing, you're in your 20s, you don't really have anything crazy that you have to do, you know, maybe you don't have kids, you're not married, all the things. Now is the time to be dilly-dallying. Dilly fucking dally, okay? I think you should be doing that if you're not in a healthy, happy relationship. I think that if your soul feels like it's being sucked out slowly day by day, I don't know what you gotta do, baby girl, baby boy, but please find a way out. And I know that's so easy to say. I fucking know. I'm not saying that it's fucking easy to do. I am so aware of that more than you know. I know that. But what I will be saying is that there is always a way out, whether or not you believe there is, whether it's resources that are more extreme outside of basic family and friend support, whatever you need to do, whether it's therapy, whatever it is, like, please, I beg of you, if you are not in a happy, healthy relationship. And again, I am saying this knowing not every day is going to be fucking rainbows and butterflies. I know it's not going to be beautiful every day, but like I said, a lot of it should be. You should feel good more than you feel bad in that relationship. And I'm saying this as someone who's lived that. I know what it's like to be in that space where you're like, I don't even feel good in this relationship. Why am I in it? And then you're like, well, we had so much fun in the beginning, and I just keep fixating on the beginning and how amazing it was and how much we were so good and healthy with each other, and now we're not. Things change. Life happens individually to each other. Whatever it is, life fucking happens, and I know that not every day is guaranteed. So because of that, I don't think you should live your life with a cloud over your head if you have the opportunity to get out of it. I'm saying this for the general population who I'm hoping and praying have the opportunity and the means and the ways to be able to get out of those relationships. But I'm also, if you feel like you're trapped, please, please use your voice. You have it for a reason. And whatever that means to you, whether it's DMing a friend, texting a friend, fucking messaging me, like if you need help getting out of that shit, please, I beg of you, it will feel better when you are done. It will get better. It will hurt. It will sting. It will be hard. Holy fuck, it will be hard. and it will be stressful and you will feel like your world is ending. But I really believe when one door closes, a million open, and it's your choice to choose which one you want to go into and which route you want to take for yourself. And I pray it's a happy and it's a healthy one. So that was stressful. Now I just got nervous for everybody because I'm like, I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope you guys are all in good relationships if you are in one. Or if you're not, I hope that you're okay not being in one and knowing that it's going to be there for you one day when you're ready. Okay. Gonna end there. And this is just an overall reminder. Please take care of yourself. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. And I am so happy you are here. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow me on all of my socials. I am on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I am so excited for this journey with you. We are only beginning. Have the best week. Live your best fucking life. I will see you next Tuesday when we are on to the next episode. Bye.